You got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now we see the earth. You got it. Now we see the earth now. You got it. Now we see the earth. You got it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's supposedly 19 days until the world ends. December 21st is 19 days away, and I've got a bunch of articles here where people are freaking out, not sleeping, not paying their bills, not going to work. Quite a few people think Planet X, Nibiru, will be hitting the Earth. Of course, there are hundreds of thousands of amateur astronomers who can find tiny asteroids millions of miles away. But we here are to believe that Nibiru is going to be smashing into us because the Mayans said so. By the way, the Mayans did not say so. And that this huge planet is very close to us in the solar system. In fact, it's already closer than Mars and is going to kill all of us. So I guess that's it. 19 days to live. Sayonara, as they say. A planetary seppuku is in the offing. Okay, let's get serious here. We're going to be breaking down the so-called fiscal cliff. Excuse me, I said 19 days. It's 18 days, I guess, because they're going on the other side of the world where the days start. Because I guess in other parts of the world, it is 18 days. It's 19 where I'm at, but 18 days, 1 hour, 58 minutes, and we're all dead. Boom, you're dead. The evil, it's one of my favorite sayings, will be killing us. Just like you're dead, boom, you're dead if you don't give Al Gore all of your money through the carbon taxes. Okay, so we're going to be going over some of that today. But seriously, more of this humor is just gallows jest because I saw this about a week ago at drudgereport.com. We wrote articles about it at Infowars.com. So did the New American Magazine. So did the Weekly Standard. And it's all documented that the end of the free internet as we know it is here. In fact, guys, I forgot to print this because I saw this in the stack and it reminded me that this is coming to a head. And then we printed a couple articles. But will you print me the CNET, because that's CBS, the Declan McCullough, there's a bunch of them, breaking down that the Cybersecurity Act is basically a Russian-style or Chinese-style censorship. And then they go bullet point by bullet point. Just so you know, it's not Alex Jones saying it. I mean, I've been telling you this for over a decade because I was actually reading what Internet 2 conferences were saying, meeting around the world. I was actually reading what the UN was saying. But now it's here. They're going to try to implement web taxes, web IDs, web tracking, automatic killing your computer if they claim you've downloaded something that is copyright. And we've seen massive abuse of that out there. And Politico has written an attack piece on Matt Drudge and drudgereport.com, acting like it's just Matt Drudge saying this, or that Matt Drudge is saying this in a vacuum, when all Matt Drudge is doing is linking to the even mainstream media documenting this. But pro-globalist, and you've got to say Politico is that to a great extent, they always have to act like none of this is happening. Oh, you think there's a mega banking takeover happening? You think there's a world government being announced, you crazy people? Yeah, that Alex Jones, he believes in Bilderberg and other imaginary things, you know, stuff like this. And that's why you've become passé. More and more, people like Politico try to pose like they're alternative, you know, or new media. No, they're not. It's like Newsweek with the Daily Beast. So we've got that report. I want to get into what the fiscal cliff really means. Obama wants retroactive tax increases, and he wanted to be given dictatorial power over that process. And so we'll tell you how they're going to hold us all hostage coming up. We got a bunch of special reports we're going to premiere here as well. Stay with us. Tell your friends and family. Tune in.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It is Sunday, the second day of December 2012, only 18 days and a few hours until the mainstream media and Hollywood says we're all dead. And then I've seen mainstream news articles the last few years saying that I'm saying 2012 is the end of the world, and I've never said any such thing. It is an absolute hoax. There is no Planet X coming to kill us on the 21st. But at any time, a giant world war could break out using nuclear weapons. Most defense analysts admit that we're in more danger now than at the height of the Cold War or even the Cuban missile crisis. And so there are real threats to humanity taking place going on out there, but certainly not 2012. And before I get into all of the news on the fiscal cliff and what's really behind that, and the big announcement that countries are banding together worldwide under the UN and the IMF and World Bank to censor the internet. We've known this has been coming for a long time, and I want to decipher really the propaganda out there by Politico and others saying there's nothing to worry about. Kind of like they said, there's no carbon taxes at the Copenhagen meeting, and then it turned out there were giant carbon taxes they were pushing. It's the same thing over and over again. Or Obama saying, I don't want to increase taxes on the general public. And it turns out that's exactly what he's demanding now with the fiscal cliff, is where they hold us hostage with all these entitlements and then shell us on accepting new taxes and expanded taxes and retroactive taxes. So all of that is coming up. But on the 2012 issue, here's the Daily Mail. NASA warns Mayan apocalypse stories pose threat to frightened children and suicidal teenagers. The National Aeronautics and Space Administration warns that the 2012 Mayan apocalypse rumors pose a real-life threat to frightened children and depressed teenagers. Some say they can't eat or are too worried to sleep, while others say that they are suicidal, according to NASA astrobiologist David Morrison. The apocalypse rumors began with claims that Nibiru, a rogue 10th planet discovered by the Sumerians, will crash into Earth on December 21st, killing everyone. And again, there are hundreds of thousands of amateur astronomers that find more stuff in the Kuiper Belt, but even things closer in, asteroids and things in the asteroid belt, even small asteroids or asteroids coming close to the Earth. Believe me, folks, if a planet was 18 days out, moving at a normal orbital speed for this solar system, it would be giant, looming in the night sky, bigger than Mars, bigger than Jupiter. This is so ridiculous. And it's the mainstream media and Hollywood that have fostered and pushed all this. And then every time I've got some national, you know, Nightline or whoever down here visiting us or CBS, they always ask me stuff like, well, is the world going to be ending? You know, you're a big pusher of 2012. I'm like, no, I'm not. Never have been. Always said it was bull for 17 years on air. And that's what's so frustrating about this is the corporate dinosaur prostitute deceptive media, the state-run media, the globalist foreign banker-run media, the collaborator trader media, the dumbed-down repeater media that just takes press releases from government corporations and lazily regurgitates it back out at us. They have so effectively dumbed down the population in the last 100 years of this intensifying and television and the whole decadent culture that they'll probably get away with it. So, but remember, it's never been the mass of bleeding sheep that actually affect the destiny of human development and civilization in our society and humankind. It has always been a tiny minority of evil with a much larger minority of good contending for the control of the future destiny and development of society. We also have massive news, obviously, on the fiscal cliff and the economy. We're going to be getting into that. And again, global government now seeks total control over the internet. That's a natural news story with all the links and proof. Weekly Standard, UN to seek control over the internet, Wall Street Journal, Google have all put out press releases confirming that. I've read what the UN's been pushing forever, and I know this is true. I know it's true. what's being reported. We're going to be going over that at the start of the next hour. I'm going to spend some time in the second hour on this today so people can understand the facts of the battle of the architecture of the, quote, internet that is our new civilization and what the different visions of the internet are versus what it's basically grown into. Russians demand broad UN role in net governance. Leak reveals CNET News. UN calls for anti-terror internet surveillance. CNET News. UN takeover of the internet must be stopped. CNET News. Even worse than SOPA, new CISPA cybersecurity bill will censor the web. That's Russian news admitting it. Because cybersecurity ties into this. Obama has actually been going along with this while putting out rhetoric that he's not exactly for the UN takeover. Just like his lawyers wrote the NDAA, indefinite detention of the American people, just open, no doubt, 200-proof tyranny. 110% evil. And then whenever it looked like it was about to be beaten, he came out and said, well, A, I'm against it, and B, I'm going to veto it. And then it turned out he'd written it. That came out in congressional testimony. His lawyers had, because senators were getting blamed for it. And they said, look, here's the letter from the head White House counsel. Obama has called senators demanding we do this and that he is a lawyer and is a constitutional lawyer. And we've played the clips from the Senate floor, helped write this. So don't blame me. We don't want this in there. So, of course, Obama's acting like out of one side of his mouth, he's not for this because he's there to deceive you. I've got an article here out of Fox News. Angry New Yorkers, just to show how this ties together, say Obama pledged to cut red tape ignored by FEMA. They've still got 800 giant government housing facilities in New York alone with tens of thousands no power. Areas of New Jersey still don't have power. And the government's using Agenda 21, global zoning, to say, oh, all over the New Jersey coast, you can't rebuild your house or hotel because it's bad for the earth. You're not allowed to build anymore on your own property. They'll buy you off pennies on the dollar, then turn around a few years later and let mega corporations move in. This is what corrupt fascistic government is all about. Fascistic, authoritarian, crony, insider, monopoly, fraud, mafia government at the top. That's really what it is. They're exempt from all the rules and laws they pass globally. They're outside of that. They don't pay taxes. They don't pay corporate taxes. They don't pay individual taxes. They're all exempt or pay almost zero tax, all these top globalists. And that's well admitted. All the EU bureaucrats, zero taxes. Just type in EU bureaucrats pay no tax. And they write the law to have 80% tax now in France. That is the model of the world. They say the model of the EU, and they want to merge the EU with Russia. That's now being announced over the weekend. I have that up at Infowars.com. Mainstream news announcing that. Russian press releases out of the Russian government. And then, of course, they've already started in 2007. It's in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Merging the European Union with the American Union that Bush signed in 2005 at Waco, Texas, with Vicente Fox and Paul Martin. Do you understand we're already under global governance? Just like they celebrated the 60th anniversary of the European Union in 2007. Did you hear what I just said? They celebrated in all 25 member states. Literally no one showed up for the parades and the fireworks in every major capital. In Europe, they don't care, though. Taxpayers paid for it. Jugglers, floats, you name it. No one lining the streets. 60-year anniversary in 2007. I thought the euro started in 2000. No, it started in a trade agreement in 1957, the Treaty of Rome. Go read it. And look, that's my point. We're already under a global corporate governance. Read our article, banks declare they've conquered the U.S. and Europe. Dozens of video links and text links to the heads of the EU, the heads of the State Department here, all announcing we're under global government. The Pentagon has been told that they now work for foreign banks and that America has been dissolved. That's why this year Obama, three separate times, told Congress, you don't launch wars. We don't care what you do. The UN gives us orders along with NATO. And speaking of that, when we come back, it's mainstream news. I'm going to cover it. Obama says he's going to take the power of the purse away from Congress. You can't make this up.
defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live, and let's go ahead now and get into the fiscal cliff. This is what they do. The globalists have done this in hundreds of countries, third world countries, first world countries, old world countries. Who are they? They are the central private megabanks that have gotten the control over the issuance of currency and credit to themselves. They can release unlimited derivatives, unlimited fiat. They can do whatever they want, but they get real wealth by getting you in debt and your country in debt and then tricking you to wave your assets over to them. And going over these articles here, Boehner flabbergasted by Geithner offer. What was the offer last Friday? The public offer. In letters and a visit to Congress, it was give the president the power of the purse to raise the national debt limit whenever he wants and let Congress basically waive that power and hand it over to them. And then the president couldn't be overridden but by a two-thirds majority, which is almost impossible to get in the House and Senate, in the Congress, pretty much an absolute shutdown. Speaker John Boehner said he was flabbergasted with the White House's initial proposal to avoid the so-called fiscal cliff. The Ohio Republican said he told Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner, "You can't be serious," when the lead White House negotiator presented the plan to the GOP congressional leaders last week. Boehner detailed his reaction in an exclusive interview with Fox News Sunday Chris Wallace. He called the administration proposal that included $1.6 trillion in tax increases, $400 billion in unspecified tax cuts, and a bevy of additional stimulus spending nonsense. 3 weeks have been wasted with this nonsense. And again, just like they held everybody hostage 4 years ago in 2008, and you can go look at the congressional testimony where the Secretary of the Treasury, Paulson, threatened martial law and taking the stock market to zero, basically, the Dow Jones, if they didn't give the megabanks unlimited trillions of dollars. Not the $887 billion you were told about, but a wide open window from the Federal Reserve, open market window, unlimited zero percent credit for the megabanks so they could loan it out to us at 10, 20, 30, 40, 50% in some cases. Just amazing. And they hold Europe hostage like this, and they say, you've got to give us trillions of dollars. You've got to raise taxes on everybody. You've got to destroy your economy, or we won't bail you out. And it continues here. And again, the banks are the ones being bailed out by the people, but then they are the ones bailing out the countries. It's just total fraud. Here's Senator Hatch, Obama fiscal proposal, classic bait and switch, the Hill newspaper. The top-ranking Republican on the Senate Finance Committee accused President Obama of pulling a bait and switch this week with the administration's proposed deal to avert the so-called fiscal cliff. What Obama proposed this week was a classic bait and switch on the American people, a tax increase double the size of what he campaigned on, billions of dollars in new stimulus spending, and an unlimited, unchecked authority to borrow from the Chinese, Senator Orrin Hatch said in Saturday's weekly GOP address. Maybe I missed it, but I don't recall him asking for any of that during the presidential campaign. These ideas are so radical that they have already been rejected on the bipartisan basis by Congress. On Thursday, Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner was dispatched to Capitol Hill to share Obama's plan with House Speaker John Boehner and Senate Leader Mitch McConnell. The deal included a $1.6 trillion in tax hikes, and it goes over all that, double what Obama had previously said. Now, here's the biggest problem that I'd like to add to all of this. They're now talking about a 1 or 2 year retroactive 5 to 10% tax increase on households making more than $250,000 a year. So that means that mommy and daddy both make over $125,000 a piece. And by the way, folks, that's not rich. They've made this country so poor with devalued dollars. Making $200,000 today is about like making, $50,000 in the 1970s, ladies and gentlemen. Money is not what it used to be, obviously, with the ongoing march of inflation due to the Federal Reserve and their inflationary activities. But that's the biggest issue financially. Look, they know when they raise taxes all over Europe, it would put the economy into a tailspin and into cardiac arrest. They knew when California passed giant 20%+ carbon taxes 2 years ago, that would cause a fleeing from California by businesses of all types. They don't care. In fact, they want to destroy the economy and then get more people on the welfare rolls, or only businesses can survive that get government subsidies or who wrote the regulations to exempt themselves. See, we're going into a mafia form of government. Now, that's the worst financial news. If you look at the political news, you've got the UN and NATO commanding our military. You've got Obama shutting down the power plants that aren't owned by General Electric and a handful of other companies, the coal power plants. If you're General Electric, you can burn dirty. It doesn't even matter. If you're clean burning and only carbon dioxide and water comes out the top, but you're not a globalist, you're shut down. Many areas of the country have already seen 30-40% increases the last 3.5 years. Places like Austin have seen a doubling on average. You're talking about another doubling in the next 4 years. I mean, just type in Austin power to double again. You'll get Austin Energy admitting it themselves. Those are low estimates. And I'm just using where I live, folks. This is bank robbery. People think of only robbing banks with a gun. No, the real way to rob things is controlling regulations, shutting down your competition, exempting yourself. But now Obama wants dictatorial power to increase debt. And John Cornyn of Texas, again, told Fox News, it's profoundly irresponsible. So that's a crazy idea. And I'm amazed Secretary Geithner had the courage to float it. And what is it? Kurt Nemo breaks it down with links to Geithner's own statements and releases. And it says Obama wants dictatorial power to increase debt. The former president of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York and current Treasury boss Tim Geithner has informed Republicans that Obama wants absolute authority to increase national debt, taking the power away from Congress. And we've got traitors in Congress saying, oh, yeah, we'll hand that authority over to you so everyone gets used to the president launching wars, increasing taxes, doing signing statements that become executive orders on law, hiring nothing but foreign lobbyists to run things. And folks, just this week, the Transportation Committee in the House wanted to call the head of the TSA, Pistole, up before him. And he wrote him a letter saying, you do not have jurisdiction over us in the executive bureaucracy. Folks, if you didn't know, in the Constitution, it states over and over again, Congress is where the bills start. Everybody remembers Schoolhouse Rock in the 70s, don't you? About how the bill goes there and they levy the bill and they levy the taxes and the Congress, commissions the officers and declares the wars. Because you can't just let the president appoint his own military men. He'll do a coup d'etat like Julius Caesar or Adolf Hitler. I mean, this happens over and over again. Or Hugo Chavez or Joe Stalin. And this is what's amazing me. I mean, this is what's absolutely blowing me away here, is that we are going into a dictatorship, and it's not even a dictatorship of Obama. They come and go. But the office itself, run by foreign interest, is dictatorial. None of us are safe under this. We'll continue on the other side, tying this into the economy.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, little sister, what have you done? Hey, little sister, who's the only one? Hey, little sister, who's your Superman? Hey, little sister, who's the one you want? Hey, little sister,
shotgun. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are live on this second day of December 2012. And we now have over 140 AM and FM affiliates between the weekday show and the Sunday show. In fact, it's even more than that right now, and I'm very thankful to all of our stations. And I'm going to start every Sunday spending a few minutes starting next week. It's up to my great crew to remind me to get this ready every week and have one of our affiliates in focus here on air and talk about some of the things that those stations offer and have. And I'm going to do that for the weekday affiliates. A lot of them cross over. But what happens is stations pick up the Sunday show, and invariably within a few months, we're on the station weeknights and then live within 6 months, weekdays. So that is the pattern, and that's why I started doing this Sunday show now 6 years ago. I've been on talk radio for now 16 years, started out on Access Television 17 years ago, and it's a true American success story, and I appreciate all of you putting up with me over the years as we've grown and tried to learn more about how this world really works. And I think, unfortunately, it's been proven that we've been extremely accurate chronicling what's going on. And it is a good sign that we're getting on so many stations showing America starting to actually wake up. But it's also a bad sign that things have gotten so bad that and the globalists have gotten so overt in what they're doing that now world government is just out in the open. Private corporate world government, anti-free market. Remember that. Okay, I want to go to a special report here in a moment. We got several more coming up. And when we start the next hour, I'm going to get into the UN takeover of the internet. And, I mean, that's complete mainstream news. But they admit the UN's taking it over, but if you don't like it, you're still an extremist. And the UN, by the way, does call for restrictions on free speech. In Article 29 and Article 30 of their Universal Declaration of Human Rights. It says you have all these great rights, rights to other people's money, right to have your guns taken, rights to socialism, basically, rights to collectivism, rights to education, all this other baloney. But then it says, unless the UN says, and then it can any time it wants turn those off. And that brings me to this next big point that ties into all of the deception that we're seeing. And I actually fell for this on Friday. On November 30th, I actually fell for this because I like Rand Paul. I know Rand Paul for about 14 years, and I supported him for the Senate run. I think he's a good guy overall. But he does need to respond to this on Monday. Because I saw the press release and I saw the media cover it that the NDAA secret arrest provisions, the American people, had been repealed. And I went on air and because of who was saying it, and I trusted it, even though it was mainstream media quoting Rand Paul. And it's not true. Not true. Even Alex Jones gets sucker punched because, and maybe that happened to Rand. I mean, remember in 2008 when the NATO launched a sneak attack on Russian-held areas of northern Georgia, south of Abkhazia and Abkhazia? I went on air that day and said, Russia has attacked. And then all of a sudden they ran in with all these foreign reports, and a week later our media admitted that NATO had actually snuck attack with Georgian forces. But, I mean, just the level of deception. It was like Obama saying, I'm against the NDAA, and it turned out he actually and his people wrote it. And he said he wouldn't sign it, and he did. It's mind-bending, mind-boggling sometimes to see all of this. But sure enough, LouRockwell.com, they did the analysis on Friday, and since then it's been confirmed. It says, unless an act of Congress expressly authorizes such detention, which the last act of Congress did. So it says they're not allowed to secretly arrest and disappear you, unless there's an act of Congress saying it, which the last act of Congress, NDAA, from December 31st, 2011, remember that Obama signed, passed 2 days before that, December 29th it was, that Obama signed it New Year's Eve, December 31st. So, and the average person is not a lawyer. And doesn't know what they're reading here, but it's been looked at. Now there's a bunch of constitutional law groups out saying just new levels of deception. Don't worry, we're not going to secretly arrest you. Don't worry, we're not listening to you without warrants. Remember that 5 years ago? And then now they go, we listen to everything you do illegally. Shut up. This is how these globalists operate now, and it is absolutely, thoroughly disgusting. Again, we're going to get into a report on Manchurian candidate mind control that mainstream media has been picking up concerning the Batman shooter now. When we come back to the next segment, and then I'm going to get into globalist propaganda airing on our airwaves with taxpayer money, and I'm going to get into the UN takeover of the Internet, as I mentioned, on this Sunday news blitz every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. And of course, there's the weekday show, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. The government can still blackbag any American. The Senate passed the much-ballyhooed Feinstein-Lee Amendment last night, which supposedly partially nullifies the provision in the National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, allowing Americans to be kidnapped by the government, blackbagged, you know, bag over the head, going to a van, and disappear, which they do all over the world, other people, priming the pump, without any charge or due process, including being taken to torture centers like the Benghazi Center down the street from where the ambassador got killed. Oh, yeah, the torture continues. Senator Rand Paul put out a press release declaring victory, but as Congressman Justin Amash points out, the wording of the amendment effectively codifies tyranny. And they also, New American Magazine picked this up, but also Associated Press, it also gets rid of posse comitatus. The new reauthorization is even worse, saying, yeah, no, troops can't arrest for political reasons and disappear American citizens. Well, that's already in the Army manual. In fact, I forget the exact code of it. You guys type in Army manual, reeducation. And then I can, it says how they'll round us up, how they'll put us in re-education camps. That's from 2010, declassified this year. So it's all right here. And it's for you. Remember, the entire Homeland Security training system, from the Homeland Security documents that we've broken repeatedly, the MIAC report, the Homeland Security reports, you remember those, saying returning veterans, the number one terror threat, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, land rights activists, Christians who believe in the second coming of Christ. The entire military, the entire police force, they had a drill this weekend in Austin. There was even a press release put out. And we're so conditioned by this, we didn't even, I said send reporters on Friday, but I'm told it didn't happen, which is okay. People deserve a day off. But the reporters were telling me about it and showed me the press release where the city of Austin was practicing with the feds for a terror attack, a dirty bomb attack. And guess how it started? Libertarians. The libertarians are rioting, and then a dirty bomb goes off. I mean, that's that. They have drills where homeschoolers, people dressed up in camouflage, attack the elementary school, and it's cops dressed up saying that they're militias against government schools, and they come in and scare the kids and then tell the parents, well, we've got to do this. It's all part of a demonization. Like, there it is. Internment resettlement operations for the United States, February 2010, FM 3-39.40. Thank you. Good job, guys. There you go. Or the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. Just type that in. You'll be at army.mil. Or the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act. Or the Clergy Response Team Program for Martial Law. Or the Emergency Centers Establishment Act. I mean, I'm telling you, the FEMA camps, where they're at, how they operate, hundreds of thousands of jail guards now trained and ready. And, you know, they take you back in the camp, rape your family, pull your teeth out with pliers. It's what they do overseas at black sites, what they're training for here in the United States. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Live, ladies and gentlemen, and I am here on the radio every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. I am so busy during the breaks going over all this news that I'm coming in later and later on these segments. I need to come in a little bit quicker there. I apologize, but I'm just pouring over all this news, and the TSA head won't go before Congress because he says they don't have jurisdiction over him. And Obama is telling Congress, just give the power of the purse over to me, and you can blame me for bringing us into debt. Because he doesn't care. He's a Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan front man, just like Mitt Romney was on record. And Congress will end up getting held hostage when the economy starts shutting down, when the welfare checks aren't showing up, or when the credits aren't showing up in the welfare cards. And they will hold us hostage. They can drop the stock market. They can do any number of things. Hold us hostage. I was listening to Bloomberg Radio earlier this year, off and on, when they were talking about the EU crisis, and they were bragging with top bankers and hedge fund managers on there that, listen, we can hold Europe hostage. They will raise taxes to pay off the derivatives, or we will simply drop their markets and give them no credit. Again, the countries have no credit because they've signed on to the bankers' derivatives fraud. And then they do this Svengali trick where there's $16 trillion debt, which sounds big compared to the $644 trillion of the $1,500 trillion, that the Washington Post 2 years ago. That isn't Alex Jones saying that. I remember in Obama deception that we made almost 4 years ago. That's like prophecy now. It's free online. I mean, it all came true. Because we knew what their battle plan was. Like, we had the playbook of the coach before the game and exactly what they were going to do. If X happens, they do Y. And that's a very frustrating thing, to sit here and to know the facts, do the research, know you're right, know what they're going to do, and know that they get on the radio. Well, it's TV with a radio feed. I was listening to it on XM. And in multiple shows, hear them brag that, oh, we've conquered Europe. We've conquered the U.S. There's no way they'll get away, you know, from us. We'll just drop the stock market. And they write this in news articles. Anybody who's an investor and reads this stuff, you see it out there. They admit it on CNBC. They admit it in even Time Magazine. And I'm sitting here while megabanks brag they've conquered me. They've signed me over to all their fake debt that they created as a millstone around the neck, as a giant ball and chain around the people of Europe and the United States, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand's necks. They've taken the wealthy West, signed us onto their debt, and they tell us, well, it's your debt. You know, all these welfare people, $16 trillion debt. $16 trillion when almost 3 years ago, the Washington Post admitted $644 trillion in derivatives that the United States has signed on to. That's our global share of the 1.5 quadrid. And by the way, guys, I forget the exact Washington Post headline, but if you type in $644 trillion, or maybe 645, memory, type in $645 trillion derivatives, Washington Post, and then you can show them the article. Because what's amazing is Tarpley said all those numbers. He's an economist and a doctor of history. He said all those numbers a year and a half before an Obama deception, and then that was before those numbers had been made public by the GAO and others and the Treasury, and then they were exactly accurate. But that's a side issue. They've signed us on, and of course it's grown, the derivatives. They've taken bailout money and leveraged it again to the power of 200, 300 times in some cases, usually about 100 times. They took the bailout money, your money, and they put it back into derivatives. Derivatives are much bigger than they were 4 years ago in 2008 when they held us all hostage. Remember that in October of 2008? And so it's so frustrating to sit here and to see this happening, and they'll just say, oh my gosh, the stock market's plunging. We've got to have these trillions of dollars or it's all over. Now I'm going to go to a special report here because we covered all this at the time a few months ago when James Holmes reportedly shot the people at the suburb of the Colorado movie theater. They're in a suburb of Denver, Aurora. And he was in a government DARPA mind control program. That was in the Denver Post. And he had his whole house and money and his apartment and everything paid for by government grants. And he was assigned to an Air Force psychiatrist who'd been the head of the entire, Air Force PSYOPs operation in Texas. And she'd been assigned. And there was this big folder that she had where he was saying he would do all this, but that was never given to the police. And then the police didn't want it in the upcoming trial. And you add all this together, it just gets worse and worse and worse. And then people reporting multiple flashbang smoke bombs and people letting him in and the theater announcing there's a shooting and all this. It fit the MO of real programs of mind control. And now inmates that were with him are coming out and saying that he said he was under mind control. And then the police say, no, there were no inmates around him. But then their own reports at the time said he was put in next to other inmates who heard him in the cells. So this thing stinks to high heaven to get our guns. If they staged Fast and Furious, they'd stage this. Let's go ahead and go to this report by David Knight from InfoWars Nightly News, one of our great reporters breaking this down.
I'm David Knight with InfoWars Nightly News. Now, yesterday, two related stories broke on Drudge Report and elsewhere nationally. The first one was from InfoWars.com, and it talked about an update to the Batman shooter killings. Now, in that update, an inmate told by James Holmes that he was programmed to kill by an evil therapist. He felt like he was in a video game, and he said music from the soundtrack was a trigger for him to kill. Now, the other story concerns the death of a CIA scientist in 1953. Now, both sides agree that Dr. Frank Olson died from a fall through a closed window with the curtains drawn at the high-rise Statler Hotel. They also agree that he was given 9 days earlier a brandy that was laced with LSD in a CIA meeting. But after 60 years, Frank Olson's family has filed suit alleging that the CIA murdered their father because he was going to resign. Why would he resign? Because he was horrified by the biological and chemical experiments that he had witnessed while working at the CIA. Now, a 2009 book titled A Terrible Mistake, The Murder of Frank Olson and the CIA's Secret Cold War Experiments, by H.P. Albarelli, does an excellent job of chronicling not only the death of Dr. Olson, but the key roles that Nazi war criminals and Japanese war criminals played in developing these programs for the CIA. It also discusses the origins of the MK Ultra program and the assassination programs that the CIA created at that time. Now, one of the problems I have with the book is that it takes the naive position that these experiments have stopped. Really? Do we really have a kinder and gentler CIA? Well, yes, 20 years after Dr. Olson's murder, some of the dark secrets of the CIA were revealed during the Church Committee as well as the Rockefeller Commission hearings. You may recall then director of the CIA, William Colby, demonstrating a heart attack gun.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, and a special one was developed which potentially would be able to enter the target without perception.
But the CIA and many in power at the time were very angry about that. And William Colby was replaced by George H.W. Bush. The Olson family had at that time been looking for justice for 20 years. And in the background, some familiar names were obstructing that justice. Donald Rumsfeld was then the White House chief of staff, and Dick Cheney was a White House assistant. And it was discovered 10 years ago by a history researcher in the President Ford Library that the two of them were conspiring in memos to cover up Dr. Frank Olson's death. This is what they found in a memo between Dick Cheney and Don Rumsfeld. The Olson lawyers will seek to explore all the circumstances of Dr. Olson's employment, as well as those concerning his death. In any trial, it may become apparent that we're concealing evidence for national security reasons, and any settlement or judgment reached thereafter could be perceived as money paid to cover up the activities of the CIA. Well, in fact, they did pay money to the Olson family during the Ford administration. It was kind of hush money, but what the family really wanted was justice. What the family really wanted was truth. And there hasn't been a change of heart at the CIA. There really wasn't even a change of regime in power. Rumsfeld and Cheney were still players at the time of September 11th. And the Bushes had significant ties to Bin Laden. Now, the book, A Terrible Mistake.
Great job, David Knight. The full report is up at InfoWars.com right now and posted at PrisonPlanet.tv, but that's part of it. We've got more special reports we'll air in total coming up in the second hour straight ahead. Folks, the CIA is run by foreign banks. It runs giant torture camps worldwide on record where children are tortured in front of their parents, okay? The CIA is not America.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, coming up, I aired this Friday, premiered it in Overdrive, but a lot of stations don't pick up the fourth hour of Overdrive when I do that. Some do. So I'm going to air this J.P. Morgan caught red-handed video where they're running TV ads for the holidays, basically implying that they are Americana, that they're underwriting everything that's good in America. So I'm going to premiere that towards the end of this hour. I also want to play a piece with Jakari Jackson, a boil down of a 30-minute interview he did with the godfather of climate change deniers, Mark Moreno, to give us the latest. It's very important information. And that is coming up as well. There's one more thing I want to do here, and I want to plug this later in the hour as well, just to get media attention to it so we can cover drones and then have the media show up and get our perspective on how the military-industrial complex is using our money to militarize things against us. And I have a stack of news on that as well I'm going to be getting to coming up. That we need to have our own little drone mob and probably watch the system freak out about it or something. I mean, at least that's what we hope, because then that'll get even more attention to it. It's kind of like storming the Capitol twice to bring attention to the TSA so that they would bring the legislation back, which they're now doing. And we didn't really storm it. The media called people angrily, rushing in and getting in their legislators' face, storming it. So their attempt to demonize us actually helps, because they've already lost all credibility. But the system is delusional. It doesn't understand how much it's disliked. So drone makers push Congress to move up domestic deployment date. Drone crashes increasing. We're going to get to all that. But here's Melissa Melton and Jakari Jackson with a quick video report that I'll narrate here for radio listeners on it as we go out to break and then come back with the UN takeover of the Internet. Here it is.
I'm Melissa Melton.
And I'm Jakari Jackson for the InfoWars Nightly News. Now, you've heard us talk about drones, hashtag drone mob. We have set a date. It will be December 8th, Zilker Park in Austin, Texas. Now, as you can see before us, we have here our very own Black Ops 2 drone. We've had this thing for a few weeks, but because of various things, we haven't had a chance to open it yet. So we're very excited, and we're going to open it right now to show you what we have and what we're dealing with. So let's take a look.
This is how they're using little, you know, weaponized Special Forces kits, that's what it looks like, to make everybody accept drones along with the video games. They call them care packages. And again, we're gonna have some larger drones out there.
Yeah, you're a winner when you open the box.
And by the way, they say don't fly the drones above 400 feet, then there's no FAA jurisdiction.
I think you might want to take a look at this instructional booklet to tell you how to do that, because
this is going to be Zilker Park next next Saturday at noon. Jakari, Melissa, and other crew are going to be out there. I don't know if I'll be out there. I might. You know, I love meeting fans and listeners, but at the same time, it just feels like you're grandstanding. So,
when InfoWars last used drones, they were shot down. Not this time. This is a peaceful fly-in contest meant for fun and awareness.
Again, next Saturday.
In drone piloting, you've been awarded right here with the medal. You're going to be the next one to be drafted.
I have power.
I'm now on the records. Official drone pilot.
Well, you were already on the NSA database records anyway.
Oh, that's so true.
And by the way, that's what it's all about, just conditioning everybody to robots. They're using drones as kind of the robot sentry rollout conditioning mechanism. So I'll be getting into those articles as well here today on this Sunday transmission. But Obama punts to Congress over UN, saying we recognize Palestine. We'll be getting into that some as well today. But the military-industrial complex is using our money against us to enslave us in a classical takeover. We'll be right back. The websites are PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com, and InfoWars.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are now into hour number two on this Sunday transmission. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, blasting out on XM 166, over 140 AM and FM stations. Just got a 50,000 watt AM in Bakersfield turning us on. Was it today, carrying the Sunday show, or is it next Sunday? Point is, we are getting so many new affiliates, very thankful to all of them. Perhaps the Republic and Free Humanity does have a shot at kicking the globalist out and getting our basic freedoms back. If Alex Jones is becoming so mainstream, I think that is a very, very good indicator. Okay, I have followed the architecture of the Internet deeply for 17 years. Now, does that mean I know how to program a computer? Absolutely not. Does that mean that I'm a tech geek? No. What I do is I read what DARPA is putting out to congressional level committees that is restricted but not classified. What I do is read white papers put out by global consortiums of government and academia, like the Internet 2 Consortium, as it's been called for 14 years. And I read the minutes of their big meetings they have each year, in London and Tokyo and Austin, Texas, where they've met. I follow what the UN statements are in their policy meetings. And I follow the text of the Global Copyright Act they're trying to get through, the Global Cybersecurity Act, the Domestic Cybersecurity Act that go together like a horse and carriage, seamless integration. They were made for one another like lock and key. And I sit here studying it, and I marveled the last really decade never seeing mainstream media, even the tech publications, get it right. That is not the case anymore. And again, I'm not up here high and mighty going, I told you the UN was coming to take over the Internet. I was reading what they were saying at Davos 6-7 years ago, what was leaking out of Bilderberg. Because, again, the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about in his farewell address in 61, President General Eisenhower, he talked about a technocratic elite controlling the military-industrial complex. See, they never play the full clip. We've played it here many times. Just type into a search engine the text or the film, the video. It was shot in film, but it'll be called video, of Eisenhower's complete farewell address. We ought to air that someday. It's not that long. And he talks about a technocratic scientific elite breaking off and creating a new civilization behind national security auspices, totally destroying our free society. Well, that was 1961. Here we are all these decades later, 50 plus years later, and it's all coming true. So to just get up here and say, the UN's taking over, the UN's taking over. The military-industrial complex, run by foreign money-changing, fraudulent, derivatives-creating, Ponzi scheme lords. They got the whole world through fraud. I mean, Thomas Jefferson said, if you let private banks issue currency and credit, and not the government, you will wake up homeless on the continent your fathers conquered. And he went on to say how they do it. They will issue themselves unlimited capital to buy everything up from you. And even if you arrest those bankers, because the quote's shorter, there's pages he wrote on this. He said, even, and I'm paraphrasing, if you can pull up the Thomas Jefferson quotes on banking, go read it yourself, Library of Congress, you name it, they have the actual copies of the letters. George Washington letters are online, scanned, it's incredible. Go read it. I don't just believe it when I see it on. I've gone and read it. And he said, he goes, if you don't take the issuing power from them, you can arrest them. They would give it all back to themselves the day they get out of jail. And that's exactly what they do. But the side issue, I just keep going back to the banking fraud because it's what's killing us. Now, you have all this going on. You have the military-industrial complex run by foreign banks. And so when you hear, oh, the Pentagon, the DARPA, ICANN, the DNS registry, that the United States created, well, that is the the advanced research laboratories created in the 60s. Wasn't Al Gore, folks. The guy's a congenital pathological liar. He had nothing to do with the internet. In the early 90s, he sponsored some legislation to proliferate into schools. So he helped sponsor taking over what had been built as the web to make it more government. The point is, it's a government program for the web, for a full surveillance grid to be able to predict the future. That's what the internet is. So to talk about what we're currently facing, you have to understand what the internet is and what it's become. And there's different visions of what they want to make it. It can be a double-edged sword. It can bring us unbelievable commerce and liberty and freedom and enlightenment and education and true diversity of thought, or it can be a panopticonic system of total surveillance and enslavement and a system to blackball and erase all information not sanctioned by the globalist. I mean, I've already had it happen many times. We theorized about it a decade ago. Now it's happened the last 2 years where a group will claim my voice is copyrighted by them and start killing tens of thousands of videos in a day where my voice is just erased, say, off YouTube. Everything that has my voice is now copyright claimed and taken down. My voice patterns, my voice print. And it always becomes such a scandal, they're restored right away. But that power becomes a major, you know, national news story when that happens. And it's already happening to other people. So that's why the internet's so dangerous, because once everything's on the cloud, once everything's not on your computer, and they're designing the devices where you won't be able to have it saved yourself pretty soon. And that's all part of these new standards. They say, well, you can't be trusted to have it yourself. You've got to be up on the cloud. We've got to have internet ID. We've got to be able to track you and tax you. And then if you're not good, ban you from the internet if we say you've done something. One time is what Russia wants. One time is what China wants. The U.S. says no. Three times if somebody claims you've done something wrong, you're banned from the internet. Well, that's banned from living. That's like people in Nazi ghettos who weren't allowed to have their businesses first, and then were told you have to go to this camp for your safety. You won't be able to buy, sell, or trade. You won't be able to get on an airplane, leave the country. They're already announcing all the old authoritarian controls that come out of a Judge Dredd comic book. I was at Half Price Books yesterday, and my son said, can I have these 1970s Judge Dredd comic books? It was like 30 of them for $10. I said, yeah, you can have those. And he's reading them to me today, driving to work. And it was like, this is what Agenda 21 is, Dad, where they wall everyone off. They have a tax on breathing, and they break up the families, and they surveil everyone. Daddy, this is what's happening. Well, yeah, because all that dystopic stuff from the 70s was based on what the UN and the globalists actually wanted. The Philip K. Dick novels are all coming true. It's not life imitating art. It's that this stuff was already being developed at the major colleges and at the major intelligentsia levels. And so most of these famous science fiction writers were either professors or doctors or were living in and around this. Have you read Isaac Asimov's Foundation series written 60-something years ago? And the whole thing is about computers that predict the future off of tracking your every movement. That is what the NSA Google hubs are. Now, we're going to go to break and come back in the next segment. I'm going to get into all this, but for people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, Weekly Standard, UN to seek control of the internet, CNET News, that's CBS, Russia demands broad UN role in net governance, leak reveals, and our Cybersecurity Act is to comply with the UN. Russians back down from leaked UN internet proposal for now. UN calls for anti-terror internet surveillance, and they want to restrict free speech on the web. You've heard of Google and Yahoo getting sued because World War II aficionados are selling British, French, German, Russian, Japanese medals. You get arrested in Europe selling a fascist medal. Well, they're in the stinking museums. My dad has a dental office that has some old museum pieces, and it shows a woman in a cartoon smoking a cigarette, one little cartoon piece, and a woman came in and said, I'm going to call the police on you. It's illegal to show cigarettes. Of course, it's not, but these liberals aren't liberals. They're authoritarians.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, my son, we haven't announced his name yet and destroyed all his innocence, but he really wants to be on air, and he's really smart. It's not just me and Dad saying that. The whole crew marvels. Listeners have as well. I can take him to cocktail parties with, you know, business barons and successful rocket scientists and people, and they're literally blown away that they're having adult conversations with him. But the point is that he was reading this Judge Dredd comic book, because I'm letting him, you know, start to read some of the old vintage comic books. And it's dealing with these mega cities, these controlled compact cities, and the police state. And they've got a dictator who's made his fish the judge over executions, his puppet. And, of course, that's Caligula married his horse and made the horse the judge, or the regent over the Senate to decide things. And we actually have a document cam shot right here. It says, no talking, no running, no stopping. That's like public schools now, where they've first got rid of dodgeball, and then now no running, no shaking hands. It's total brainwashing, prisoner training. And it goes on to say, have you paid your fresh air tax? But they have a carbon tax. And then they've got aircraft tasering everybody as well. They've got drones that taser people. When was this? This was published in the mid-70s. This particular one, actually, 1984. So this is volume 1, number 11, September 1984. So there you go. And it says, the day the law died. Yeah, like the NDAA. And the new bill says, hey, the military can arrest you in the U.S. It codifies it more. And we can't secretly arrest you and disappear you unless there's an act of Congress saying we can, which it then specifies the last act last year in the National Defense Authorization Act does do that. See, they count on your ignorance. And then they announce, hey, NDAA's been fixed. Remember they said 5-6 years ago, we're not going to listen to you without warrants anymore. That is illegal. Now they just say, oh, yeah, Google hacks your computer with mobile cars. They have robot cars driving around doing it. Oh, yeah, it's 2012. And they hack your computer and steal everything from the NSA. They're not going to get in trouble. No. By the way, let me get back to the internet takeover. The UN wants control to kill DNSs where your website can't be accessed. By its name, like Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, it's a prison planet, like out of Judge Dredd. And that's what they're building. That's where they're going. And what's amazing about this is I have CBS News, The Hill, The Weekly Standard, you name it, with the text and with the senators, everybody, The Wall Street Journal, Google's made statements, Facebook. When I'm not saying they're even good guys, but they admit, Arthur Herman explains the UN's internet grab. I mean, you can read it. It says the internet will be handed over to the UN, and that the member nations will decide what's taken down. And they're already calling for any criticism of Islam to be removed. And I don't like bashing people's religions. That's why I don't get into, you know, any of the bashing this group or that. I bash the bad activities and behavior of groups. But they will, the UN has said, they will ban criticizing Islam. And then it'll be criticizing everything else. So there goes your free speech. UN to seek control of the internet. Next week, that's now this week, coming up tomorrow, the United Nations International Telecommunications Union will meet in Dubai to figure out how to control the internet. Representatives from 193 nations will attend the nearly two-week-long meeting, according to news reports. And then it goes on to have them announcing the internet taxes, the regulations, the control, what even CBS News called Chinese-style net censorship, which is what the Cybersecurity Act would do, but Congress wouldn't pass it because it did restrict free speech and allowed pre-restraint of what people could do online. The end of freedom, basically, and taxes and internet IDs and all this. And so Obama just signed an order, but so no one could read it. Oh, yeah, that was in the news, too, last week. Obama won't let Congress and even the Intelligence Committee see his secret cybersecurity order. He said he'd sign an order implementing it, and now it's coming out because the UN's bragging. He's saying he is going to hand it over to the UN. So, see, Congress won't shut down our power plants. Obama just does it himself. Congress won't launch a Libya or Syria war, handing it over to Al-Qaeda. Obama just does it. TSA gets called before Congress. They just say, we're not going to show up. Congress won't pass cybersecurity. Obama just signs an order, then makes it secret from Congress. Well, why even have a Congress? See, now they're telling you there's no reason to even have states. They're telling you there's no reason to have states' rights now in this country. As if the states never mattered. And they say that was decided with the Civil War. Okay, well, now they're saying Congress is vestigial. You know, I had Lord Monckton, founder of the third largest party in England, on just last week, and I had the head of that party. It's in the London Telegraph today that it's set to become the second biggest party soon. It's now the third biggest. It's like a kind of a libertarian constitutionalist national sovereignty group. And we had Nigel Farage, their leader, on, and he's a member of the European Union Parliament. And he pointed out that 80%+ of EU laws that are in England, even though England never joined it, 80%+ of their laws are made by the EU, and that the EU bureaucrats themselves are exempt from it, even the taxes, as I mentioned earlier. So we're under this thing right now. And it's so frustrating to know the military-industrial complex, run by foreign banks, created the United Nations in 1945 at Presidio Naval Base in San Francisco. The Rockefellers then gave the land in Manhattan, on the eastern shore of Manhattan. And the UN gives itself diplomatic immunity where their agents can commit crimes, and now they're giving the central banks diplomatic immunity by making them part of the UN. They catch UN people routinely with slaves, with dead people in trunks, with drugs, and they don't get in trouble. See, global government is a group of banks and mega-rich who created the UN, so that they could then transfer American sovereignty and British sovereignty and French sovereignty and German sovereignty and Russian sovereignty and Chinese sovereignty and Mexican sovereignty and Chilean sovereignty and Nigerian sovereignty into the UN created by the globalist. And as long as they have Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt and every Miss America person up there saying the UN loves you, the UN's good, doesn't matter if the UN goes to Rwanda and kills close to a million people. They didn't just botch that. They helped murder them. That came out in congressional hearings, but wasn't picked up by the news. The UN is the most murderous organization I've ever seen since the reign of Mao Zedong. He is the greatest mass murderer in history. Hands down, no one debates that. Next is Stalin, then Lenin, then Hitler. Oh, actually, somebody does debate that, and I never played that last week. Will you guys queue up? We're about to go to break here. But will you queue up when we come back? I want to play that professor here in the U.S., and if you can, print me the article. What a great crew, and they're putting up with me and getting all this stuff done. Because we covered that at Infowars.com, where a professor said, you know, don't you ever say that Stalin killed anybody. He's a great guy. So that's called rewriting history. But yeah, so when we come back, we're going to play that clip of that professor and then get into my report on J.P. Morgan Chase at the heart of this, basically taking credit for Thanksgiving with a disgusting piece they did for Thanksgiving. I mean, they're the ones pushing Agenda 21. They're the ones pushing taxes to breathe, as the New York Times called it. So we're going to be going after those guys that were the number one funder after Goldman Sachs of Obama.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, so here is the bottom line, and I'm going to get into a whole plethora of other really important news stories and reports here. The globalists have hijacked America. They created the UN to transfer our sovereignty in it. Take the states' rights, take the federal rights, take the nation's rights, transfer it into the United Nations while denying that's happening, but demonizing anyone that talks about it. But here is even the mainstream news finally getting it. But again, Congress can't see the order Obama has signed because he says they have no jurisdiction, even though they clearly are over the making of laws. It's unbelievable, folks. It's a dictatorship of the bureaucracy. UN to seek control of the internet. Weekly Standard. CNET. Russia demands broad role in net governance. Leak reveals. And now it's all public. UN calls for anti-terror internet surveillance. They got to surveil you because the terrorists that the UN's supporting going into Syria and Libya, I mean, it's ridiculous. UN takeover of the internet must be stopped. Again, CBS News. RT, even worse than SOPA and CISPA. CISPA's a big UN thing. SOPA's a U.S. thing. Cybersecurity bill will censor the web. Yeah, and it's in line with what the Russians and Chinese want. Because all these authoritarian governments, including ours, want to suppress the people. They all want to track it. They all want to tax it. Global governance now seeks total control over the internet. Natural News. Okay. Then enter know-it-all Politico. And what do they do? Bureaucrats from around the world will gather behind closed doors in Dubai next week. Yeah, and they've got Obama's secret order. They've already bragged, though. See, even though our Congress can't see it, the UN sees it. And they've thanked Obama a few weeks ago for agreeing with what they're doing. I mean, this is incredible. Bureaucrats from around the world will gather behind closed doors in Dubai next week to plot an end to the internet as we know it. Or so Washington would have you believe. Oh, see, Politico. See, Washington acts like it's against it, so it gets it piecemeal, and then the UN plays the part of who wants it, you know, all the freedom taken. See how they work? So you think you have a choice. It's like Romney Obama. Hill lawmakers warn that the 120-plus U.S. delegation needs to fend off efforts by China, Russia, and developing nations to use the UN branch organization to censor or tax the net. Well, that's all being announced. Google is orchestrating an online petition drive, and even Grover Norquist is involved. The hype is the perfect storm for Matt Drudge. Let me tell you something, Politico. Matt Drudge is right about 1,000 times more than you are because you're deceptive with all your snot-nosed, fake liberal, you know, you set the agenda, everything. I'm sick of it. The hype is the perfect storm for Matt Drudge. The UN will take over the internet unless you act fast. Oh, my gosh. It's very important, but then it goes on to say, but that's not really what's going to happen. What's more likely, almost certain to happen, really, is the World Conference on Telecommunications will fail to change much of anything. Oh, yeah? Except increasing all the move towards taxation, web IDs, shutting people's sites down with no congressional oversight, no judge, no jury. The FBI just takes your website away, just like the Chinese government does. Again, they just label tyranny like it's no big deal. That's what they do. And so it's going on whether Politico admits it or not. Okay, they always want to play this game of denying all this. Yeah, you know, I talked about this. It's got an interesting bleep over it because there's some cuss words, the sound of a buzzsaw. But video, New Jersey professor angrily claims Stalin killed nobody. Communist professor and apologist for mass murder, Paul Joseph Watson. Here's a clip of that.
What you said is false. All the falsifications that go on in the school systems in this world, Soviet history is falsified the most. Yet to find one crime that Stalin committed.
And I would like to quote Stalin, a great humanist. Stalin used to say, death of one person is a tragedy. Death of a million, just statistic.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Go read the article. Go see the images of the million Stalin killed. Shifting gears, if you go to Infowars.com, cops arrest man at Christmas parade for telling children Santa isn't real. Ethan Huff, Natural News, and has links to the different Canadian papers. That's in Kingston, Ontario. And he was out there telling people that Santa Claus isn't real and is a fable. So they arrested him for, well, I guess, disturbing the peace. Kind of like they'd like to arrest you if you say that Obama didn't really kill Osama. Osama was dead 10 years ago. More and more of that comes out. They've killed most of SEAL Team 6 to cover that up. Kind of like they killed Pat Tillman when he said he was going to come home, talk about all the corruption. But let's go ahead and go to myself. Last weekend, I was out in an open-air market, came across a Santa Claus. I had my children with me. And I said, hey, you know, are you as real as Bin Laden? And he said, oh, I'm a lot more alive. And he goes, have a good one, Alex. So I couldn't even get him. I guess later I talked to him. Santa is a listener. I guess he knows all our names. I guess he is real or I'll be arrested. Here's a short clip of that.
What are you doing out there?
How you doing, Santa?
I'm doing great. I'll see you soon.
Are you as real as Osama Bin Laden?
I'm a whole lot more alive.
Absolutely. There you go.
Well, there's another fable, ladies and gentlemen.
Merry Christmas, Alex.
All right. Take care, buddy.
Merry Christmas.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Now I can't even make jokes with Santa Claus, not knowing that the guy was a listener. I thought I would stop and here at the local shopping mall and get him to make a comment about Bin Laden not being real. And lo and behold, the guy was a listener. So Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars.com.
Okay, we've got our final segment coming up. I'm not going to have time to air the Mark Moreno highlights of an extended interview Jakari Jackson did with him on Friday, but I will air that tomorrow on the weekday show. Also, I've known Joe Rogan since about 1998, accomplished comic and a very interesting person. And I've known Joe, you know, really well for a long time. He invited me out to see a show last night, sold out here in Austin at the Moody Theater at the W. And I did my best interview ever with Joe. We got about 45-minute interview conducted at the start and at the end of his routine, and he gets into the New World Order, everything. That's going to air, I think, in pieces this week on the weekday show. And we're going to be talking about the nature of the media so much more with Joe Rogan, a UFC commentator, a host of Fear Factor, so many other shows, news radio, but a really interesting person. And it's an example of how he's more successful now with 3-day-a-week video, audio, podcast, with now about 1 million people tuning in each time conservatively, than, you know, Howard Stern's been on the internet. And it's really an example of what I've been able to do. It just shows how big, dominant corporate media cannot contend with somebody that is not wearing blinders, somebody that's not going through a filter. And let me tell you, folks, it is quite a responsibility to know there's nobody out there to stop what I can say on the radio. There's no gatekeepers. There's nobody controlling me but my own conscience and the fact that I need to have responsibility in what I cover. And I know a lot of this stuff sounds absolutely insane. It's because the elites are insane. I mean, if you look at elites throughout history, it's rare when they're not megalomaniacs and out of control. And it's time for those of us that want to live in a free society and don't want to be slaves to step up, because good people don't crave power. Sickos crave power, so they tend to get in power over and over again. And it's time for us to step up and say no to the New World Order. Also, now that I have a bunch of extra editors and reporters, we've really got them in prime shape now. And we are just going to churn out some bombshell reports this week. Bombshell stuff this week on the weekday radio show. That's all I'm going to say. Bombshell. Bombshell. Bombshell with Ron Paul. Bombshell with Joe Rogan. Bombshell with some other stuff I'm not going to even mention here on air. It's going to be a bombshell week coming up. And when we come back, I go after JP Morgan Chase. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to get into this piece on J.P. Morgan Chase, the biggest shareholder of the private Federal Reserve. It is originally financed by the Rothschilds. If you're a radio listener, when we play this report, we have video. When I say the Rothschilds and Rockefellers have merged their banks and their family fortunes, we show mainstream news. When I make a claim, we show it. So this is radio with the documentation. And if radio listeners want to see the video, it's posted in a red link at InfoWars.com. And the report is titled The Destruction of America, brought to you by J.P. Morgan Chase. Here is this special report. And I want to be clear. The people that work for the big mega banks are not bad people. Even a lot of the mid-level folks are not bad. And they have real divisions that do real things. But at its top, it is a predatory group. Engineering the controlled takeover of this country. This is the foreign group that has conquered our republic and wants to run it into the ground, into receivership, so they can buy everything up for pennies on the dollar. Here is that report. Alex Jones here to report on one of the most sickening displays of high-tech propaganda I have ever witnessed. Since the week of Thanksgiving, the airwaves have been bombarded with a commercial paid for and produced by J.P. Morgan Chase, showing iconic images of soldiers returning home and the 9/11 attacks and people toasting each other over turkeys, the very essence of Americana. It looks like it was directed by Steven Spielberg. Let's analyze and break down this sickening piece of propaganda.
Let's give thanks for an idea. A grand idea called America.
Deftly conjuring an image that only existed in Norman Rockwell's America, we are then told finally that this image of a beautiful and strong America is brought to you by J.P. Morgan Chase, the very authors of our decline and eventual collapse. It is incredibly painful to see them putting out this pro-family, pro-America image so that they can brand themselves to it, so they can tie themselves to it, when they are at the heart of destroying our republic and taking this country into debt bondage. Let's analyze this piece a little bit further. Imagine the cold-blooded calculation that when you're all sitting around watching the football game after enjoying the turkey with your family, grandma's there, the grandchildren are there, the fire's going, and you're bombarded every 10 minutes, because I was watching football with family as well, with J.P. Morgan Chase, J.P. Morgan Chase. They bring you America. They bring you prosperity. They bring you freedom when they are steering this country towards economic collapse, because that's how they conquer you, is by economic fraud. They want you in debt to them for nothing but zeros and ones that they created fraudulently on their derivative sheet. In his farewell address to Congress, Ron Paul pointed out who the real enemy is, the megabanks. He called them authoritarian psychopaths.
Psychopathic authoritarians endorse government-initiated force to change the world.
He went on to point out the fact that when Americans lost their homes, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and others got bailed out.
Why did the big banks, the large corporations and foreign banks and foreign central banks get bailed out in 2008 and the middle class lost their jobs and their homes?
The megabanks, led by J.P. Morgan Chase, over the last few decades put their operatives into all the major regulatory positions.
I think the truth is that Wall Street regulates the Congress. They have untold, unlimited amounts of money, money which they use, by the way, to get the deregulation.
Then they implode the economy in 2008, threaten martial law if the government doesn't shine on to their too-big-to-fail derivatives. And they did the same thing in Europe. Three bailouts later, the people are more poor than ever. The taxes are sky high. And the tax money is going to Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and others, who again brag that they've conquered the world.
Aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do? To answer your question, we are absolutely slaves to central banks. And we'd love to be slaves of the economy, but the economic numbers continue to do nothing but trend.
Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge?
If authoritarianism leads to poverty and war and less freedom for all individuals and is controlled by rich special interests, the people should be begging for liberty.
I think it's important to also note that they say America is about being a free market.
To free markets, free enterprise, and free refills.
So J.P. Morgan Chase implies that they are free market when their entire business model is designed around government bailouts and government contracts. And when Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan are at the core of pushing planned economies via Agenda 21, their business model is shutting down their competition using government regulation and then exempting themselves from those regulations while becoming bloated on the blood, sweat, and tears of the American people via corporate welfare.
The circumstances surrounding J.P. Morgan, is how big an opportunity is this right now?
The American people are angry at Wall Street. You know what they want? They want our financial institutions to invest in the real economy. They want Wall Street to be lending money to businesses.
J.P. Morgan claims they want to get America moving in this ad, that they want to see that entrepreneurial spirit thrive. While making investments in China, where they have no carbon tax, J.P. Morgan is at the center of driving a program to shut down the majority of power plants in the country and, quote, bankrupt coal, which is projected to more than double the price of electricity. J.P. Morgan Chase and the other five megabanks are diametrically opposed to a real free market and a true system with competition and private property. They can only exist via a government license to operate their private Federal Reserve. While people like Jamie Dimon, who they're now pushing to be the new Treasury Secretary, sits on the highest levels of the private Federal Reserve Board while he sits as the head of J.P. Morgan Chase, giving trillions of dollars of free credit to himself and his shareholders. That gives new meaning to conflict of interest and Fox guarding the hen house. And who owns the private Federal Reserve? The Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. 12 years ago, they merged their banks. In 2012, they publicly merged their family fortunes. I'm not just talking to people in the United States. I'm talking to humans worldwide. We are under bankster occupation. They think you're stupid. They think you don't understand finance. They think you don't understand what fraud is. This is a criminal takeover by a group of globalists that have given themselves unlimited capital through fiat fraudulent derivatives. I want to close with a quote by one of our greatest founding fathers, Thomas Jefferson, because he understood who the enemy was 230 plus years ago. We need to understand who the enemy is today. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issue of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. I believe that banking institutions are more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies. The issuing power should be taken from the banks and restored to the people to whom it properly belongs. Thomas Jefferson, the issuing power. They can issue unlimited fraudulent derivatives paper and then have government sign on to the fraud they created and declare us their debt slaves. I'm Alex Jones for InfoWars.com. And if you are watching this transmission, remember, you are the resistance. All right, there is that report, and it's only the tip of the iceberg, but here's the Hill newspaper, Senator Hatch, Obama fiscal proposal, classic bait and switch. Well, it's a lot worse than that. I mean, when scum like Hatch is saying Obama's bad, look out, because, I mean, you know, what he's saying is true. He says what Obama proposed this week was a classic bait and switch on the American people, a tax increase double the size of what he campaigned on, billions of dollars in new stimulus spending to be given to their friends, I would add, and an unlimited, this is his quote, unchecked authority to borrow from the Chinese, Senator Orrin Hatch. See, the globalists made a deal decades ago, back in the 70s, to let China leverage out all competition because nobody can compete with slave labor and suicide nets and forced abortions at the Apple Foxconn factories. And just like we can't compete with 30 million illegal aliens that'll work for less and they get welfare. It's designed to make everybody poor except for the ultra rich. And that's the system that we're facing here. This is the system we're dealing with. And Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan are the two biggest contributors to Obama. They were also to Romney. They want him to get us further into debt. It's all zeros and ones they loan us. And then when we go belly up with the increased taxes and the rest of it that stalls the economy, they'll come in and pose as the saviors again with a VAT and a carbon tax to, quote, get the country going again. The power to tax is the power to destroy. Understand it. We either stand against this or America is dead. This is a new dark age the globalists are forming. Great job of the crew. God bless you all. See you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, InfoWars.com.